Budapest was de voorloper van het album Wanted on Voyage, dat 30 juni uitkomt.
It was strange when I started to think that, like, oh, I'm gonna have to name this album. I was like, I don't want to call it George Ezra. It's boring. I see my name enough. Do you know what I mean? On posters, I don't want an album called George Ezra as well. And yeah, I think Wanted on Voyage, it just, in my head, that's what the album is. You know, it's Wanted on Voyage used to be put on your luggage when you were boarding a ship. It would be your hand luggage equivalent, what you actually want on your person. And I quite like the idea of, you know, I hope people want my album. You know, it wouldn't go in the cargo, it'd be part of you, which I think is nice.
Onderdeel zijn van mensen hun leven met zijn muziek. Dat lijkt George wel wat. Hij geniet ervan dat mensen oprecht geïnteresseerd zijn in zijn werk, maar hij voelt zich niet verheven boven zijn publiek.
And I'm not necessarily the ringleader, it's just I feel like I'm part of one big thing, which is lovely. I'm just a lad, I'm just, you know, someone that sings songs, I'm no different to him or her, or, you know. So yeah, I try and keep the barrier down so that they know I'm just normal.
Nou heeft hij trouwens inmiddels wel een hele fanbase om zich heen gebouwd die hij de Ezraites noemt, maar dat is een grapje.
Like, Ezraites sounds like some horrid religious cult or something, but some, they use it. So it's like, okay, if you want to, that's fine.
In Roem aan zich is George niet geïnteresseerd.
I've never been interested in being famous, it doesn't interest me whatsoever. I think that's quite an unattractive thing with our generation especially. People actually aspire to be famous, they're not for, they don't want to be a footballer or a musician or what, they just want to be famous. I don't know what that means and I'm not interested in it.
Roem interesseert hem niet, maar hij volgt wel alle ontwikkelingen omtrent Miley Cyrus. Niet dat hij zo wil zijn, zeker niet, maar het hele circus om zo'n persoon heen, dat vindt hij gewoon uitermate fascinerend.
I'm just fascinated by Miley Cyrus. I just think the whole thing, it was last year, wasn't it? Sort of just, it's the first time I've watched something grow like that. And I'm just, you know, and there is so many debates in the pub with my mates, like some are like, do you reckon she knows that it's out there? That some people are, and I'm like, of course she does. Like, she's been in this industry doing whatever since she was whatever age. Like, just let her have it. It's brilliant.
George heeft trouwens ook helemaal niets tegen popmuziek of tegen de popcultuur.
What I don't like about a lot of people, how they consume music, is it's like, oh, is it that genre? I don't like it. Whereas for me, it's like, is it good? Then I'll like it. And I think it's great pop music. That's what it is. Pop music was so bad for about 3 or 4 years in England especially. Pop music was just awful. It was just boring. And then I think last year it started to, you know, it got a bit more exciting again and new things were coming out. And I think it's great. Pop music is not a genre. I think it's a structure. So it's first chorus, you know. So my music's pop music. Most rock bands are pop music. It's a structural thing. Because you want hooks, you want something that comes around again that's familiar and that, you know, people can get attached to, and that's amazing. Yeah, I think. And also I realized that I started listening to Fleetwood Mac, Rumours or Graceland or anything like that, and I was like, these are just amazing pop records.